Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Every day, Lee, the sheer size and scope of what the Democrats did and how shocking it is, we get a new story.
Mm-hmm.
Something that, you know, while it was being done to us by the Biden administration and the Democrats, was unfathomable. Here's just the latest from over the weekend. So much going on over the weekend. Transportation Secretary Duffy, after doing a review of the CDL rules out of New York State.
Yeah.
This is commercial driver's licenses, right? So you got one of these, you can haul dangerous chemicals, children, think, you know, school buses, buses, tourist buses, CDLs. You, by law, are required to be able to speak English, pass an English proficiency test. And the reason that the federal government regulates these is because once you get, like, say, a CDL in New York State, guess what?
Yeah, you can drive anywhere in the country.
Yeah, you may be out there on 85, running me over. So how many of these licenses were illegal in New York in this review? This is incredible. 53%, the majority. You know what this is? This is Democrats trying to keep every illegal immigrant that they can in this country by giving them every job they can find. That's what this is, all part of the replacement voter drive. Here's Transportation Secretary Duffy. And as he says this, think about this. He's pulled 9,500 of these CDLs, just invalidated them. 9,500. You know what a difference that would make to Americans?
Damn.
I mean, you could see the difference in a single jobs report. That's how many. These used to be good paying jobs. Anyway, here he is talking about New York.
As we've done this nationwide audit, we found the worst offender, which is the state of New York. 53% of New York's CDLs were issued unlawfully or illegally. Now, what New York does is, if an applicant comes in and they have a work authorization for 30 days, 60 days, 1 year, New York automatically issues them an 8-year commercial driver's license. That's contrary to the law. That's one offense. But we also found that New York many times won't even verify whether they have a work authorization, they have a visa, or they're in the country legally. So they're just giving 8-year commercial driver's licenses to people who are coming through their DMV and sending them out on American roadways. And again, they're endangering the lives of American families. I don't like that I have to do this, but the law requires me to do this. I'm going to give New York 30 days, because that's what the law requires, to come into compliance with the rules that have been longstanding at the Department of Transportation. If they come into compliance, we're going to work with them. If New York refuses to come into compliance, because Kathy Hochul, for some reason, believes that we should have unqualified truck drivers on American roadways, we are going to pull tens of millions of dollars as phase one for the state of New York.
This is not just Joe Biden. This is the Democrat Party.
Yeah, this is the state of New York.
Yeah. I mean, working in concert, Lee, at every level. You see this in Minnesota. You see this in New York to do either, you know, illegally signing these people up on food stamps, welfare rolls, Joe Biden giving them Social Security numbers when they shouldn't have them. Democrats saying, and again, this all goes back to what I've been saying. You take in 12 million people illegally plus another 4 million, you give visas to them with no regard whatsoever for how many jobs you're creating. There's not enough jobs for these people. And so they got to feed them, they got to house them, they got to clothe them, and they got to get them medical care. And that requires mass level law breaking and fraud. So on the one hand, they're giving them, illegally giving them welfare benefits they are not entitled to. That's where the 9 million Social Security numbers come in. Got to hide them on the welfare rolls. They're taking the fraud controls and turning them down to zero for both Medicaid and Obamacare and the food stamp programs. And a lot of these other programs, like the ones, you know, the Somalis defrauded. And then on the other hand, they're going, okay, we're going to take every American job that we can and give it to them too. So some of them can work. Here's 9,500 jobs out of the state of, you know, New York. Here's some drivers. Like, yeah, he can't speak English, but who cares? All of it, Lee, with a complete and utter, I mean, just such an utter disregard for human life.
Yeah.
I literally don't understand after this how anyone could vote Democrat. I'm just lost.
Well, I mean, this party seems to be much more interested in denying legal American citizens their Second Amendment rights than stopping someone who is in the country illegally and can't even speak the language from possessing a driver's license for 8 years, driving a vehicle that could kill who knows how many people if you make a mistake, as some have done.
Which, by the way, again, we got another one of these, another guy, another semi-truck driver, another CDL death. His name is Singh, too. This is the third Indian illegal immigrant. 25-year-old Kamalpreet Singh was arrested. He's an illegal immigrant. Killed 29-year-old Robert Pearson. He literally smashed him, crushed him in between his truck and another truck that was in front of him. Just plowed into him. This is on SR 167 in Washington. That's just absolutely horrific. Well, this is Washington, right? Sanctuary state. Guess what? By the end of the weekend, he was out. Out, because they wouldn't honor the ICE detainer. They let him go. I hope ICE gets him. I hope they catch up with him. Can you imagine being the wife? He's got a wife. Being his wife and finding out this illegal with no right to be here, should have never been here, but for Joe Biden who let him in. And he's killed your husband. He's just walking around somehow, like as if he's an American. It's just, it's absolutely jarring. But anyway, I know ICE is hunting for him and I hope they get him. I'm afraid at this point he'll get back in the truck.
Yeah, exactly. Why not?
I don't know why not. He's allowed to do everything else as if he was an American. So, but again, the good news, and I don't want to leave everybody upset, is the big picture here. It is awful that we couldn't stop him. But again, Duffy pulled 9,500 of the CDLs going into the weekend. They're gone. These people can't drive anymore. That's going to, I hope that really puts a hurt on the companies that employed them.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You employed some of these people. You didn't do the background check, see if they were American. Although I know what they'd argue in court. Well, the Biden administration said they were fine. They were good. They were great. No problem. New York State said they were great. No problem. Don't speak English, though.
Yeah, that's sort of a giveaway there.
I know. Very important. I got to tell you, I mean, I don't think driving, I'd be afraid to drive one of those trucks, me personally. I just like, wow. You know, I'd be scared to death. And I'll tell you why, is the way people dart in and out of traffic.
Yeah.
And I've been an American my whole life. I can, you know, read English, speak English pretty well most days. And, you know, I say people on the highway will dart in and out of those trucks.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Like the truck is like a, I don't know, Honda Civic or something.
Yeah.
Like you can just, you know, stop it on a dime. Like I'd be afraid.
Physics will not be denied.
No, it will not be. Physics is a very real force, yes, in the world.
A brutal taskmaster.
Yes, absolutely. So anyway, so this hour, we're going to do this till Christmas and maybe after, I don't know, but we're going to turn it into a call-in hour. So 800-905-0989 is the number to call. That is the same number you will notice as the text line, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. You can text me too. 800-905-0989, all the topics from today, the weekend, are back on the table. Texture rates, so do we take their licenses? Yes, their commercials, driver's licenses. Now, I don't know their regular licenses. I actually don't know how that affects that. It's a good question, but the commercial ones, yes. Texture rates, I bet they keep driving until they're pulled over. Well, I don't know. They've broken every other law. Yeah. I just, you know, why not?
Right.
Yeah. Texter writes, not enough. The state of New York should be taken over by the feds. Well, he's threatening them with the loss of $30 million in federal funding. I mean, hope that gets their attention. Because the loss of human life certainly won't.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Gonna jump on the line with, I think, Giacomo from Newberry.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Yes, May. Hey, Tara, big fan of the show, been listening for a long time.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Hey, listen, I am Jewish, and this whole thing that happened in Australia makes me sick to my stomach. Of course, I'm a Marine, so only briefly. And it reminds me of the shooting that happened in San Bernardino, California, about 10 years ago, which, not so ironically, was also done by a family pair of terrorists and involved a casual friend of mine from Facebook who also was Jewish. And from what I was told by his widow, who's a good friend of mine on Facebook as well, they shot him first. So I really want to take a moment for everybody to, you know, stop acting like our heads are in the clouds, no matter what version of our Lord you church you go to and such. Don't keep thinking they're not coming for you, because they will not differentiate. Stand up for yourselves. If you're hopefully in South Carolina, you're allowed to carry, carry. Develop a security team like I've done at my synagogue, because we're not about to become victims. I refuse that.
Well, yeah, you know, and you're right. That was a, the San Bernardino was a husband-wife team, correct?
Husband-wife team, yes, indeed.
Yeah, of Islamists who, when we went back and looked at her social media posts, you know, before she immigrated here, she was really clear she wanted to die in jihad in America. I mean, she just, like, wrote that and came
enough
here and did. She did.
How about that?
What?
Said enough red flags for a parade.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, come on in. Yeah, no, the water's fine. You're going to love it here.
And even more so, I keep wondering how these people, because I lived in California for 20 years, you can't get a rifle in California. But they sure did. And now, as well, in Australia, the gun-free capital of the world for the most part, here's a guy with a bolt-action rifle picking off people like paper ducks at a carnival. Sickening.
It is absolutely it's sickening and disgusting. And especially when, you know, the plan is, and thank you so much, Giacomo, for your phone call. And especially when the plan is, hey, you don't need a gun, just rely on the police. And the police stood down. Reportedly, and we'll, you know, we'll get the details as we go. Apparently, the early reports are that it was mainly female officers, and that they basically didn't. They were afraid themselves. They ran for cover. I mean, the social compact there is completely broken. Yeah, well, you don't need a gun. Just, you know, call the police. They'll help. No, they won't. This is a worshiper. He is Jewish. He and his family were out there on the beach in Australia. And he said, he kept saying the reporter over and over, but they kept firing and reloading and the police did nothing.
I look what he shot. I look at his rifle. He aimed, he really like take his time. He should take his time. And four policemen there didn't give fire back. I don't understand why. Why?
What was going through your mind?
I think like I'm Israeli, like I'm familiar with this situation, but like it's terrible in the middle of Bondi. It's terrible, terrible.
And he keeps saying, I'm watching, and the police are doing nothing.
Can you tell me what happened?
So there was two shooters, one on the bridge, one under the bridge, just start to shoot for 20 minutes. They shoot, change the magazine and just shoot. Simple as that. 20 minutes, with four policemen there, nobody give fire back. Nothing, like they are froze. Like for, it looked like 20 minutes, like, and they shoot, the guy change magazine. I look at him all the time. I was with two of my babies under me and I look at that. And it's just rifle and a pistol. And just shoot. And the other one was under. They start to come close to the audience. One of the people come, took his rifle and shoot him. That's one of them. That's what I saw. I didn't know how much I saw, but...
Who were they targeting?
Oh, all the crowd. Anyone. Jewish. Just shoot. Doesn't matter who.
It's horrifying. Meanwhile, for those of you just tuning in this morning, I just want to update you. Rob Reiner, his wife, Michelle, found dead in their L.A. home. It appears stabbed to death or some, you know, some weapon like a knife. Homicide detectives still investigating. Nobody arrested yet. I keep checking this to see if anything has changed. People, the tabloid People magazine on their website, still reporting that Rob Reiner and his wife, this has been several hours since, you know, right before the show started, that they were killed by their son, 32-year-old Nick. Now, there has not been arrest. They are talking to him. They say their sources are inside the LAPD and that they were killed by their son. Again, no official announcement for this. Is only People magazine that is reporting that. And police have not made any arrests. They are not, they will not confirm or deny that it was the son. If you notice something though, just paying attention to this, like kind of even contrast it to the Brown shooting. I hate to do that today. There doesn't seem to be a massive manhunt. Have you noticed that? There's no real talk about that around Reiner. That tells me they already know who did it, and people's probably got this right. But not confirmed yet, although people is reporting it, that it is in their headline, and they are saying it was their son. If it was their son, then this is a kid who has struggled for years with drug addiction, started when he was 15, in and out of rehab, has been on and off homeless for long stretches of time, both in California and in other states where he says he has lived outside. So truly homeless. So we'll see if that's the case. Rob Reiner, obviously incredibly talented, did not at all agree with his politics, but a directorial genius, nevertheless, filmed, was the director for This Is Spinal Tap, Stand By Me, The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, Misery, A Few Good Men, and is also known for his acting, including his role of Mike on the sitcom All in the Family. His father was legendary comedian Carl Reiner, and his mom was actress and singer Estelle LaBost. So I hate to see that happen to anybody. Absolutely terrible, especially if it was, can you imagine, a child? Unbelievable. All right. The lines are open. 800-905-0989. That is the call-in line. You can also text us on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. That number is the same, 800-905-0989.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Give us a call, 800-905-0989, folks. Probably craziest story from the weekend. You know, these Democrats have been running around. We played some of the audio telling illegals that they are Americans, they have rights, and to call the police. In fact, we've had liberal police chiefs say this from Illinois to Minnesota. If somebody in a mask comes for you and you're an illegal immigrant, i.e. an American to Democrats, call the police. We'll save you. We'll help. In other words, with the understanding that, of course, the immigration enforcement agent is the criminal, not you, the illegal. Well, two Nigerians, including one Nigerian illegal immigrant, and the other one is described as a Nigerian national. I don't know if she's here legally or not. Took this seriously. Wait to hear what they did. Kidnapped two Homeland Security agents who were trying to arrest him. So this resulted in a bizarre situation of a reported kidnapping with the agents in the car driven by the illegal immigrant. The illegal immigrant then calls 911 to report he's bringing the federal agents, Department of Homeland Security, to the police. But this is the absurd situation we have. The report indicates that the calls were made to 911. This is Minnesota. Minnesota is just so, you know, it's insane there, right? This think Tim Walz, right? That's his state. Kamala Harris is running mate. The report, because remember what happened after the Trump administration announced, hey, there's a 75% fraud rate here among immigrant applications. We're going to go round up some Somali illegal immigrants. We're sending people to Minnesota. Remember the police chief came out, Twin Cities, and said, hey, you know, we're going to protect you. You know, give us a call. If anybody in a mask shows up, they all have to wear masks so Democrats don't attack them and their family for enforcing the actual laws of this country. They took him seriously. The report indicates the calls were made to 911 during the fleeing incident by another agent chasing the suspect vehicle and from the driver of the fleeing suspect vehicle, who said they were headed to the police department. Folks, he had the agents in his car and was taking them to the police for arrest. Because the Democrats told him he's an American, even though he's an illegal immigrant from Nigeria, and to call the police. So this is, he kidnaps the federal agent trying to round him up and takes him to the police thinking, I guess he's going to get arrested. But these things couldn't get any crazier in this country. This is insanity. Here's the sad thing. The particular police department he took him to, he was later arrested. The particular police department that he took him to, the Plymouth Police Department, did not engage. That they're saying if he had taken him to like New Hope, who knows whose side the police would have been on. Folks, these Democrat areas are so lawless. I'm telling you, I mean, we're at the point, you get one more Democrat presidency, they'll finish off the country. It'll be 50 million. Every terrorist on earth will be here. They'll be celebrating and high-fiving them until things start blowing up. I mean, it's going to be crazy. Meanwhile, speaking of crazy, the big news, and I'll play the clip coming up in the next segment. Erica Kirk is going to sit down with Candace Owens. Boy, wouldn't I, they're going to do this privately. Boy, wouldn't I love to be a fly on the wall. Because Candace Owens has insinuated that Erica Kirk was in on her husband's murder, probably with the Israelis. So crazy stuff. Donna from Anderson, good morning.
These two issues this morning that you've been talking about. My key point tying these together is we have to all go by the rules. We American citizens, we want to. We want a civil society. But the illegals and the lefties in our government don't. Not only do they not go by the rules, but they help the bad guys. First, the driver's licenses. We go through hell. I went to the drivers to get my driver's license here four times because my birth certificate and marriage license that was good for decades, legal documents, I had an inch of documents in a folder, were no longer acceptable under the Patriot Act. Biden started enforcing them. So we needed centralized government numbers. So, but they give out driver's licenses to the illegals, and we went through hell going to the DMV. The second issue, the $40 million a week, I believe it was a week, to the Taliban, because the CIA is into changing governments, even if they're working for the enemies. You know that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. That's such a bunch of crap that they use that. Well, the American citizens get harassed by the IRS to pay the taxes that go to this corruption to the Taliban and to the USAID and all those other slush funds. We have to melt John Thune's phone line so that we can pass that bill that you talked about, Norman, Burchett, and Mace, to stop funding the Taliban and to get Trump's judge appointments done, because those are the judges that are letting all this crap go through.
You're exactly right. I mean, yeah, it's maddening. I mean, the biggest problem we have right now is not the Democrats. It's the Republican leadership in the Senate. By the way, have you noticed Lindsey Graham has not called these people out at all, not even one time? While pretending.
Yeah. And you know what? Yeah. Those Republicans remind me of the Democrats here in South Carolina that run as Republicans so that they can keep the Democrat agenda going. They are no different in Washington as they are in South Carolina doing that.
Yeah.
But melt Thune's line and tell him, knock off this crap, open up the votes, get the good judges put in. They can stop this crap and stop letting the CIA do government regime change with people that are slaughtering good people.
It's absolutely wild. I mean, if you go back to the first Trump administration, I don't know if Trump really realized it. It's why I think he went for USAID first and shut it down. It's one of the first things he did. Literally, Trump was running his own foreign policy in Afghanistan. He's supporting our troops. They're fighting the Taliban while the CIA and USAID are funding a complete modern upgrade of the farms there in Afghanistan that the Taliban is using to grow poppies. And so what they did was increase the yield 7 to 8 times. That gave the Taliban a ton more money with which to fight and kill our troops. So you had the Democrats via the CIA and USAID running their own separate foreign policy against our troops in partnership with the Taliban while Trump was in office last time, and he was running his anti-Taliban foreign policy.
This is insane. You know what happens in societies when stuff like this happens? Look at the UK right now with the riots in the street, what they did in Canada and all that, is the people have had it. It's like we're obeying the rules. You guys are doing things that hurt our country, that break our constitutional rules. And then you expect us to keep on being the good guys? We're not going to, you know, at a certain point, it just explodes.
It does. And we're heading there in this country, I think.
I know. Thank you for all you do. You have a wonderful Christmas.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Donna, for your phone call. You too. I hope you have a great Christmas. All right. We got about 2 minutes left in this segment. Can you do it, Doug, from Simpsonville?
Yeah, no problem. This will sound like something out of Babylon B, but the Australian government apparently is going to react to this shooting by doing what they need to do to fix the problem. They're going to tighten up on their gun confiscation. You can't make this stuff up.
No, especially after the cops, who you're supposed to give up your guns and they'll take care of you, themselves didn't intervene. Apparently out of fear, the claim is, but they four of them were present. They did nothing. Bystander had to go in there.
Yeah, apparently they have not learned anything from that.
No. So what can you expect? Well, we're going to take your guns to make sure the next Islamist can kill you more easily and faster. And the police, well, you're not going to be able to count on them. So your only option is going to be to do what this Lebanese Christian guy did, who was on the scene. He very bravely, completely unarmed, went up and physically strong-armed the gun away from the Islamist lunatic. That's it. Bare hands right there. And you're right. The irony of that. Oh, we'll just take the guns. That'll make you say, no, it won't. If you're an Islamic immigrant and you can get a gun in Australia, how is taking guns from law-abiding people going to do anything? All this is the liberal politicians taking advantage of an opportunity to further clamp down on the population. It has nothing to do with what happened. But it's maddening. All right, we'll be right back. 800-905-0989. It's so bad with the online conspiracies now that Erica Kirk is having to do interviews assuring people that Tyler Robinson did, in fact, kill her husband. Because she said she's afraid that Candace Owens and the other lunatics will taint the jury pool, because it would take one person voting not to convict. This guy will walk out the door. Here's Erica Kirk trying to stop the conspiracies.
A 22-year-old man named Tyler Robinson has been arrested and charged with the murder of your husband. And yet there are a huge number of conspiracy theories, you might call them brain rot, that are spreading right now online about the actual story behind the reality. One, people say that Tyler Robinson was actually a MAGA Republican. Or two, some people say you are actually a Mossad agent sitting in front of me, and you were Charlie's handler, and Israel killed Charlie.
Right.
Other people say that a number of men in the crowd were wearing maroon T-shirts, and this signifies that his killing was an elite airborne operation, whatever that means. They say that the rings on your fingers, which are
my kids' initials,
your kids' initials,
my wedding band, the Medal of Freedom. My engagement ring.
But apparently they symbolize some kind of secret plot. There's also a new theory that Egyptian aircraft have been tracking you.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on? Why are there so many conspiracies spreading about what seems to be a pretty open and shut case?
This is the first time that we have seen evil on display where we have social media at our fingertips. Something so evil that happened, people are wanting answers immediately. They are wanting to figure out how to wrap their mind around this. Egyptian planes.
Do you believe that Tyler Robinson murdered your husband?
Yes, I do.
Why do you think it is so hard for so many people to believe that reality?
Because it's too simple. Again, everyone always has to think there's more to the story. Well, sometimes there's not. I've seen the autopsy report. I've seen our case pulled together. I've been in constant contact with our lawyers, the prosecuting team. I've seen it all. And let me tell you this. Why in the world, why should we, prior to the trial, lay all of our hands and cards on the table for the defense team to see to somehow then... I don't even know what they would do with it. But what I will say, and I want to get on the Egyptian plane thing. take a flight on that for a second. What I will say is what I'm worried about, and I'm fascinated, just from a legal standpoint, to see how the United Healthcare trial pans out. And I say that because this is the first time where we are seeing the implications.
You're talking about Luigi Mangione.
Correct. I'd prefer never to say any of their names. They do not even deserve the ounce of oxygen and breath out of my body. But what I mean is it's fascinating to see how social media will impact that court case, just how it might impact mine.
Are you nervous he's not going to get a fair trial?
I'm nervous that there could be, they'll say, we can't find a fair jury. Like, they're going to taint the jury pool. And in that case...
That's how widespread you think these conspiracies have gone.
Yes.
That's how mainstream they've become. Okay.
Yeah. That's why she says she's speaking out. And you got to understand how crazy this has gotten. I mean, we're at the point now where Candace Owens and her merry band of conspiracy theorists have implicated Erica Kirk in the murder and Charlie's friends who had TP USA. And when I talk about this, people say, well, you know, you don't usually believe the FBI. I don't believe anything they tell me. But this guy did it. Okay. His dad turned him in. The local police arrested him. Though his dad believes that he did it. He confessed to doing it in writing. And look at his body language in that video that just came out of that courtroom. This is not a falsely accused guy. You'd be terrified. You'd be horrified. You'd be angry. This is a person who has no regrets about his decision to kill Charlie Kirk. He is laughing and joking with his lawyers. He's completely at ease. He did this. He has accepted that there will be consequences, and he's willing to pay that price for infamy, for fame, for starting a movement. A left-wing pro-transgender, pro-furry, pro-pedophilia movement that he and the boyfriend were very involved in. Now, did he have a handler? Wouldn't surprise me. Not at all. Was the boyfriend the handler? He sure disappeared fast. Might be. Do I have a feeling something's very off here in terms of this idea of Tyler Robinson doing this entirely on his own? Yes. And I think at a minimum, it's very clear that there were rumors in the transgender community that this was coming. In other words, Tyler Robinson knew he was doing this, and so did a lot of other people, and they didn't say anything to stop it. I think at a minimum, there are people who knew and did nothing. If you're looking for a conspiracy, pursue that, because this guy did it.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.